Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. If you could ask me one question, and that one question that when it's answered, it can take you to a new level of understanding so you can go in the gym and attack the weights to build that body that you really want, build that muscle in a manner that you can have certainty and confidence, which is so important as you develop that physique. If you could ask me one question in regards to nutrition that, when answered, can give you clarity so you can just do what you know you need to do, stay focused, stay disciplined on your eating habits to not only augment that muscle building process, but also to get rid of that last few pounds of that menacing body fat. What's the secret? What's the trick? There is no secret. Success leaves clues. I've been doing this for over 20 years. My co-host, Ben Lewis from Australia, is a fitness professional too. We work with people all the time. Our challenges aren't so different. So this is the time to call up. You can call up. The phone line is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call in, get your questions answered, share your experiences. Follow up if you've been calling the show over the last year. We've been doing the show for a year. If you've had some positive results of this distinctions that I talk about, these one new strategies, if they've made a difference, this is time to let me know. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. I got a free gift for you just for calling in, and that's my ebook, Packing on Muscle, Max OT Style, 164-page ebook. Sold literally thousands of those across the world in 52 countries. It's yours for free at $24.99 value just for calling in. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new way of looking at that same old challenge you've been going through, whether that's with your eating habits, your training habits, or your mindset. One new way of looking at that same old challenge can launch you into that new level of physical growth, more muscle, less body fat, or mental growth. You're a tiger in the gym who attacks the weight, who gets there on a consistent basis and gives you that mental growth. So where are you right now in your bodybuilding and training efforts, and what is that next level for you? You have to identify. You have to get clear about it. That's the first step. You can't just say, well, I just want to show up. You know, if that's it, what do you want to do when you're in the gym? Get specific. What do you want with your body, your performance in the gym? What do you want as far as muscle? What do you want as far as your body fat, knowledge? And in what time period? Get specific. That's the first step. When you get specific, the answers to solve these challenges that you have, they get a lot easier. The answers come out of the woodwork. They just appear like magic. Maybe you're talking something that Ben says on today's show, or something that I say, or something that a caller says. Boom, it just hits you. That one distinction. Just because you made yourself aware of what it is that you need, that's how it works. And what is stopping you? What is stopping you? I just did a podcast that you'll hear all over the internet here over the next few weeks. It was a question that was asked to me a long time ago where I was commiserating of all my problems, my challenges, and yeah, I was going to solve them. I sure was. I didn't know when or where or how, but I was a big talker. And a friend of mine kind of just pulled me aside and said, hey, what's stopping you? And it made me think, what do you mean what's stopping me? Well, and it made me think there's nothing that's going to stop you from your challenges. If you are committed, if you are focused on that, if you do what I just talked about, get specific on what it is you want. And then what's stopping you will seem easier to attack and focus on doing. So what is stopping you? What is stopping you? Get clear. Getting what you want, finding the right combination of training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, and mental strategies is going to be a lot easier when you know exactly what you want. So what is it for you? This is the time to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. You know, here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, we also have a chat room that you can join in and ask your questions while we're live on the air, too. So visit the Blog Talk Radio chat room for your questions. This is your chance for free coaching. Free coaching. This is what I do all day long, whether I'm doing with my Manformation coaching or my bodybuilding and training coaching. Manformation coaching is fitness and it's personal development for men. Do this coaching all day long. Charge monthly fees, individual session fees, and this is your chance to do it free. And guess what? The whole world gets a benefit from your questions. I'm always surprised when I get asked questions. Well, I guess I'm not surprised because quite often it's someone has a challenge that is really getting in the way, and they almost feel a little embarrassed even asking a question like it's not even worth my time. Every question is worth my time. If I can give it one simple breakthrough to you, see, and I can help you because I know when you ask one level of question, this is just, it's not that I'm some genius, I've just been doing this for so long, is that I know when you ask me one question, it's going to lead to this question and this question and this question. So that simple question that you ask me, I can probably give you the next level. So after I answer your one question, I can answer the question that you're going to have in about 2 weeks, the question that you're going to have in about 2 months, two, and even 2 years. And that's just the way that it works. It's not some rocket science. It's just that when you've done it so far, we're not as individual. Our challenges aren't as individual as you might think. So here's your chance for free coaching. Call me and let's talk about what it's going to take for you to get more out of your bodybuilding and training efforts. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Talk Radio Show is brought to you by my website, skiplacour.com, S-K-I-P-L-A-C-O-U-R. Take a look on that website. There's tons of information on training, nutrition, supplementation. It's all in there for you. Hey, if you email me at skip@skiplacour.com, just for listening to the show, skip@skiplacour.com. And it doesn't matter if you're listening to it live or you're listening to it on a podcasted downloaded version or it's downloaded from your iTunes library. I will send you free access into my members-only website. There's even more and more detailed information that is especially helpful if you're a fan of the bodybuilding and physique transformation process or if you're a competitive bodybuilder. I go through 4 years of my detailed contest preparation. There's back-to-back championship victories there and also 2 years after I stopped competing competitively. If that's some of you, if you're a tiger in the gym, you're have that passion for training, but you're not a competitive bodybuilder. You can see what my approach was there too. So just email at skip@skiplacour.com, and I'll get that to you. So I want to welcome to the show Ben Lewis from Australia. He's been helping me out. Ben, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just great. Very, very well. Excellent. Good to be here.
Awesome. And been seeing a lot of feedback. Hey, if you want to stay on top of everything that I'm doing with the bodybuilding and training, I encourage you to become a friend of mine on Facebook. Just go to type in Skip LaCour, put a space between the L-A and the C-O-U-R, Skip LaCour. Also, Ben Lewis, B-E-N, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Become a friend. We keep you posted. You can message us on Facebook. That's the rage right now, and we're going to take advantage of all the internet possibilities to keep you motivated, keep you on track, keep your questions answered when it comes to your bodybuilding and training efforts. Also, Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding Talk Radio Show is brought to you by AST Sports Science, AST-SS.com. Sports nutrition, state of the art. I've been with them, it's been 18 years now. with AST Sports Science, top-of-the-line sports nutrition products. Also, the innovators of the Max OT training program. Credit so much my physique development to the Max OT training, maximum overload training, how to build muscle, lose body fat in the most effective manner in the shortest period of time. Effectiveness, efficiency, and in the shortest period of time. Max OT training, go to the AST Sports Science website, click on the Max OT logo and get free access, and that whole program is explained. So AST Sports Science, check out the nutritional supplements. When you go to skiplacour.com, look at the AST logo on the top, check out all the supplements. Hey, I'm running a special right now. You order your supplements from AST from my skiplacour.com website. I'm giving out one of my 10 titles, my ebooks, to you for free. So check that out. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by the Manformation Talk Radio Show. That's my talk radio show. Again, it's personal development and fitness for men. So visit the manformation.com website, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, manformation.com. Check out the message board, and you can communicate with like-minded men just like you who are not just trying to take their bodies to the next level, their whole lives to the next level, to all areas of their life. Manformation is all about alpha leadership qualities that you can integrate into your life and become the total package, all areas of your life. So check out the manformation.com website, sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter, and check out that radio show on Tuesdays and Wednesday night. So I'm going to jump to the phone lines right now. We have a caller on the 435 area code, 435. Caller, are you there?
Good morning, Skip. Yes, I am.
How are you today, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I am awesome. And who am I speaking with today?
My name is Matt, and I'm in Utah.
All right, Matt. So how can I help? How can Ben and I help you today?
Well, Skip, I just got a question for you. I'm 35 years old, and most of my adult life I've been obese. I'm a beginning lifter. I just started lifting in October. I put on about 15 pounds of muscle, and I've lost about 50 pounds of fat.
Wow, that's
in that
awesome.
Time. Hey, thanks.
Congratulations, Matt.
Hey, I appreciate it. Well, my question for you is that I've heard from multiple sources that I should stick with a higher rep, lower weight regimen until my joint and bone strength has improved from lifting. And reading Max OT, it seems like it's quite a high weight, lower rep program. My question is, my main concern is, and the reason I'm lifting is for my health. Will
right.
Will a higher weight and lower rep regimen put me at greater risk for training injuries?
Great question, Matt. Excellent question. Now I'm going to take a step back too. You know, it's interesting. Max OT, it's all about building the most muscle in the shortest period of time. Now, where that fits in, if muscle isn't really all that important to you, then a program that's this intense, this focused, may not be what you want. But the key distinction here, though, is, Matt, is that heavy lifting and taxing your joints, that's the question. If you're lifting heavy weight and it's taxing your joints and it's hurting your joints, then that weight is too heavy. One thing about Max OT, it just says heavy weight, okay? It doesn't say heavy weight to tax your joints and make you hurt and injure yourself, okay? And this isn't really just for you, Matt. This is for all my followers and students of the Max OT program who get this confused too, and they're a little bit hesitant about jumping into Max OT because they see the word heavy, they think of injury, they think of joint pain and things like that, okay? The bottom line is, see, what's heavy to you, Matt, may be light to me, or vice versa. Who cares, right? It doesn't matter. For the body to build muscle in the shortest period of time, the whole program is that you have to tax it, right? You know, if I had a feather, right, and I did 100 reps with a feather, I'm not going to build muscle very fast, right? That's pretty obvious, Matt, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, a feather would be very light. Okay, well, how about a pencil? That's heavier than a feather, right? How about if I do 100 reps with that? Okay, well, the pencil would build muscle a little bit better than the feather. Well, what if I picked up a phone book? All right, well, that would be better than both of those. But are we heavy yet? Heavy is all relative. Heavy is relative, You know, the law of relativity says that nothing has any value unless compared to something else. Okay? Now, if you only can do a feather before hurting your joints, then lift a feather. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I want you to, you know, you're doing great. You're losing that body fat. You're building muscle. Your physique's changing. I can tell how excited you are. You're getting in this daily regimen. There's so many other effects besides a great body that working out does for you, doesn't it, Matt?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, if a feather, if you can only lift a feather before your joints start hurting, then lift a feather and enjoy everything else around it. If you can get up to the pencil, go for that too. Hey, if you can get up to the phone book, then you're going to build more muscle more effectively. Does that make sense to you, Matt?
It does. So really, it sounds as if what you're saying is let pain be your gauge, and if something causes you pain,
well, I don't know about if we want to necessarily. But in life, my 25 years in the personal development motivation field, you know, there's all these phrases, and I've turned into the anti-motivational speaker guy, you know, now, because the reason why is because, you know, motivational speaker up there, he gives you these broad statements, you know, and the one that I thought of when I was talking to you is, hey, the greater the risk in life, the greater the rewards. You've probably heard that, Matt, haven't you?
I've lived that.
Yeah, right? Okay, well, it's the same thing about lifting heavy and max OT. So tell me what a risk is to you, Matt. Is it walking across the sidewalk when there's only 4 seconds left, you know, on the crosswalk? Is that risky to you? How about going through a yellow light in your car? Or how about parking in a handicap spot? You know, what's a risk? You know, that Ponzi scheme guy, that guy was a risk taker, Matt, right?
Building those. You're talking about, but go on.
It's that Harvey, what's his name, the guy who ran all those schemes in Florida, and he built people out of billions and billions of dollars, right, with all these fake investment schemes, and he one after the other did it for 20 years. I mean, that's a risk taker, Matt, right?
Yeah, and he apparently got busted for it.
Well, yes, he did after a long, you know, anyway, but the point is, what's a risk, right? So it's one of those relative terms. We know the greater the risk, the greater the reward. Well, the point is, so that's what the motivational speakers is. What's a risk to you may not be a risk to me. What lifting heavy to you may not be heavy to me. So when I use that phrase, the greater the risk, the greater the reward is, if you know, there's warriors out there, guys who, you know, they're not in your particular situation, and they're frustrated. They want to do what it takes. I mean, they're willing to take more risk, right, to build more muscle. Because let's face it, again, you know, there's a point that, you know, the phone book is going to do more good for you to building muscle than the feather, all right? It's how far do you want to push it. And I can't tell you that, Max OT can't tell you that. But it sounds like you're doing great right now. If you can, one thing, too, about lifting heavy weight, and if you believe that heavier weight leads to more muscle, okay, is that it's really a mental process. So when you went to the gym, aren't you a lot stronger right now than when you first started?
Oh, undoubtedly.
Is that because the tendons and the joints got stronger, the muscles got stronger? Do you think it's 100% related to that? Or do you know if you have more certainty and confidence in there, too?
I'm sure that now that I could have, like, for instance, squatted a whole lot more the first time I came into the gym, but I started light because I was concerned about learning proper form and avoiding injury right off the bat. But, you know, you just keep adding weight every week and the weight goes way up.
Right. And, you know, there is a physical component to all that, no doubt about it. I do think that with more certainty, more confidence, that you're able to lift more weight and desire. I mean, we've heard about these stories. I've never witnessed this, and I've never known any woman firsthand, but you hear about that grandmother who pulled the car off her little grandson or something like that, right?
Yeah, I've heard the legend many times since I was a kid.
Right. Well, the point is that the mind is so important in this whole process. So those are just some things to consider. You know, I would say for you, it sounds like you're doing great right now, so the reward for you isn't worth the risk. Does that sound pretty accurate?
I'm thinking at this point, yeah, and that perhaps I should stick with kind of a little bit higher rep, slightly lower weight routine until I feel comfortable that, you know, a higher weight, lower rep is where I want to go to put on more muscle when I reach whatever my next plateau is.
Right, and I agree with you from your whole story. What I told is that, you know, I could debate you all the time on why I could tell you, hey, well, Matt, you know, you can do just exactly what you're doing with a little bit heavier weight and lower reps, because it's not about fatigue, it's about overload that builds muscle, all right? Thing is that if you listen to the show before, is that I'm so happy for you that you're so involved in this fitness process, you're looking good, feeling great about it, because I know that it's helping you out in all areas of your life. It's helping you out mentally, emotionally, you know, in all different areas of your life. My biggest concern with, the people who I try to help is when they're doing great, but they're so uncertain and they lack the confidence that the whole process becomes so frustrating for them. You're winning this game, and I want you to continue winning this game. And the only thing I would just say to you is that, you know, maybe one day, just one day, maybe a month, this is the day that you challenge yourself to lift heavier weight, because what if you've been doing this exercise with 20 pounds, and then one day you said, you know, today I'm going to just try to lift heavier, and you lifted 40 pounds, and you surprised yourself. I would think that you would never go back to 20 pounds. You may not always go up to 40 pounds, but it may be 30 pounds. And the question would be, could you have lifted that 30 pounds the whole time after you would have pushed yourself, right? And then how much more muscle would you have if you lifted all those past 6 months with 30 pounds instead of 20 pounds? See, that's the thing about the Max OT training program. It's a sport. It's a challenge. It's mental. It's physical. It's emotional. It's psychological. You're always pushing yourself. You know, it's not just about heavy weight. It's about the game. It's about the challenge. It makes the sport out of it. And you just perform at levels because you constantly overload muscles. You constantly try to beat what you set before. That's the whole beauty of the program. So think about that. Maybe one day, see what you're made of. See if you can indeed lift more. You might say, wow, God, I'm lifting twice as much and no pain whatsoever. Okay, but for you, you keep on doing what you're doing, and when you're ready to inch up to the next level, hey, it's all set up for you. Is that helpful, Matt?
Right on. Thanks, Skip. I really appreciate the advice.
Hey, Ben in Australia, do you have anything to add to anything that I've just talked about?
Yeah, certainly. It sounds just great, you know, what Matt was mentioning in regards to his achievements, and I think that's just brilliant, you know, where he's come from and where he's at now. It's just awesome. And, it sounds very good what he's doing, and I suppose for myself, you know, when I was new to the training lifestyle, it was just really acclimatizing myself. I might have just started, and over a period of, say, 9 weeks, just moving into that more elite style of training, which is, say, Max OT, and just taking note after each and every session, the amount of weight that I'm lifting, each time I come back to the gym, I just make those small incremental improvements and just lift it up, say, 2.5, 5 kilograms each time, and just keep taking it to slightly higher levels.
Yeah, that's a great point that Ben just made, and I just want to interject, Ben, because you said something so clearly and succinctly that took me 10 minutes to explain to Matt. So, Matt, let me ask you this. So you're in the gym and you do 12 reps with 40 pounds on a particular exercise, right? Do you do that every single week, day in and day out?
Oh, not nearly. A progressive overload, I think, is key to making any gains at all.
Okay, great. I just want to clarify that. Okay, Ben, go ahead.
Okay, certainly. Even if there's acclimatizing into that over a 6 to 9 week period, so, you know, his muscles, his body is adapting, he's ready to actually more move into that more elite style of training, which is actually lifting slightly heavier in that way, and just taking note of the amount that he is lifting each and every session. So next time he rocks up to train that same muscle group, there's no guessing around. He's starting up from that same level, and if he just wants to lift slightly heavier, 2.5, 5 kilograms more, and just keep on making those incremental improvements.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Hey, Matt, I am I'm just a fan of the mind and why we do the things we do. So tell me, what prompted you to make such a massive change?
By and large, it was watching several relatives die of type 2 diabetes and obesity.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah, they say that, you know, fear and pain is a great motivator.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, more. Yeah, it is. I mean, if you talk to most people who have made changes, you know, sure, I just want to have this great body. The biggest challenge that I have when I try to help people is how badly do they want it? A lot of times it's something that they wish they had, but it's not that really big of a deal. It isn't until there is some type of really a pain or fear on a really emotional level do that we actually make those changes. So that's great. Deb, did you have some help doing that, or did you just – I'm sure a lot of people are curious about your situation, especially the ones who are listening from the Blog Talk Radio Network or those who are downloading this, just searching fitness on iTunes, and then they're listening to the show. So tell me, did you get a personal trainer? Did you have a friend or a mentor? Did you just say, I'm going to just figure this out myself, and you showed up to the gym? How did that all work?
Well, there were two factors that were very important for me. One was finding a program, any program, and the first one was Mark McManus's total hypertrophy training course, just to give me an idea of where to get started. And then I have a buddy at work, Sergeant Lejeune, who's, I'm sure, listening to this today. He and I embarked on a 12-week challenge together starting in December to see how much fat we can lose, how much muscle we could gain in 12 weeks. And our new one is starting today. So that's one of the reasons why I'm so looking at, you know, what I want to be doing today other than just going and, you know, getting my squats and my deads in after my week off.
Yeah. Two good points there for everyone listening there. What I liked about what Matt said is, one, he just, you know, picked a program and he just jumped into it. Are you the type of person who gets a lot of different information? I mean, why did you settle on this one? What kind of sales job? Did someone refer it to you? Just anything is better than nothing from where you were? Why that particular program?
I was looking for something that combined a low-carb nutritional strategy, which, given my pre-diabetes and the diabetes in my family, is a kind of an eating plan that I know keeps blood sugar under control. Combined that low-carb eating plan with a lifting regimen. And the truth is, Mark's program was just the first one that I ran across. It looked good, and I decided to run with it and keep learning while doing it, because spending too much time obsessing about what I want to do versus just getting out there doing it and adjusting on the fly doesn't make much sense to me.
Right. And everyone listening out there, Matt has some great advice for you. Just pick one and go with it, and then use that as a foundation if you want to go somewhere else. He just got started. He knew he had to do it. He just got started, okay? And then another key to Matt's success is he got a buddy. They had two things. With not only a buddy, they also created a deadline. And you hear me talk about this show all the time about the power of deadlines. They blocked themselves into a two-week program, and they made a game out of it with the buddy system, too. So those are actually three great strategies, Matt, and I really appreciate you sharing those with the audience. And, hey, keep us on track with your progress. You sound like a really smart guy, and I'm glad things are working out for you so well.
You know, Skip, inspiration from your program has definitely helped me go, helped keep me going and helped keep my buddy Chris going as well. And I really appreciate all the time you put in every week. I know you don't always get a lot of callers, but part of my reason for calling in today was, you know, I wanted to share my appreciation for your show.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Matt. And continue.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Take
care. Bye.
So that was it. I always love to hear those stories. I love to hear the enthusiasm more than anything, something loving the process. I just want to let you know how you can get in contact with my co-host, Ben Lewis. You can go to Ben's website at benlewisfitness.webs.com. So that's B and Ben Lewis, Lewis Fitness, FITNESS, .webs, WEBS, .com. benlewisfitnesswebs.com. You can also email Ben at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au for Australia. benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. If you email Ben Lewis, You can get Ben's top 10 nutritional guidelines. It's a free PDF file where it has an introduction to Ben and all his wisdom. He keeps it simple for you, so you know he doesn't overwhelm you right at the beginning, and you can develop a relationship by asking any questions for Ben. He's got all kinds of projects coming up, fitness, e-books, DVDs. He even has some TV stuff on the work. So Ben is a great source of bodybuilding and general health and fitness knowledge for you. You want to take advantage of this rising star before he gets too busy. He's not going to be able to answer your emails. A lot of big things you can expect out of Ben, and I'm glad to have him on the show as he's beginning his world domination, right, Ben?
Absolutely. You got that right. Yeah. Bring it on.
And also, go to his Facebook, Ben Lewis, and request a friend where he can keep you updated through the daily messages. All right, so one thing that I do all throughout the week is I talk about my bodybuilding coaching. I just went on filling up my schedule during this time of year where I do these half-hour sessions. I'm doing them all day long with my bodybuilding training that you've known me for over these 20 years, but also with my Manformation Alpha Leadership Quality Coaching. So what I find out, especially during this time, these tough economic times, boy, the unemployment rate here in California is like 10%. That means 1 out of 10 people do not have a job. These tough economic times are taking a tough toll on a lot of the men that I talk to, and this coaching and grabbing control of your life through your fitness and then see where that leads you. You get that attitude that Matt from Utah just had. So here I want to talk about my bodybuilding training coaching program.
During these tough economic times, many people are absolutely terrified of what the coming months or even years have in store. They wonder if they will still have their job or be able to hang on to all the material possessions they once thought would bring them happiness. They feel they are no longer in control of the direction of their lives. These tough economic times have a lot of people reconsidering what is really important in life. How about you? I see these challenging economic times as an opportunity to focus on improving your body, mind, and spirit. Now is the time to start controlling factors in your life that are within your control. This is the time to take a step back and reconstruct a stronger, better you. Now is the time to become a man who is considerably tougher than any financial downturn. While everyone else around you is freaking out, use this time as an opportunity to step up as a leader among your family, friends, coworkers, and customers. My one-on-one personal coaching program will help you improve your body, mind, and spirit. The time you invest will help you renovate that stronger, better you who is a leader in his social circles. Here's how the one-on-one bodybuilding and training coaching program works. You and I will talk for 30 minutes every week. We will talk on the exact same day at the exact same time every week, as structure is an essential element to this coaching program. Over the next 6 months, not only will you be held accountable for your bodybuilding and training success by checking in with me over the phone each week, you will also have a variety of assignments that you'll need to execute. It's time to finally master this area of your life. I will create a well-devised, personalized plan for your bodybuilding and training efforts that will become more apparent over time. My almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training industry and almost 25 years in the personal development motivation field enables me to teach you in a manner that produces immediate results and even more benefits that you will undoubtedly appreciate and understand as time goes by. I will take you through a series of physical, mental, emotional, and psychological exercises during our time together. But I must first get a good sense of who I am dealing with and where you currently are in order to make an intelligent decision on how to proceed. Because most people these days have unlimited minutes on their cell phones, the cost of talking will be relatively inexpensive. It's not like the old days with long-distance phone calls. If you prefer internet phone services like Skype or Yahoo, or live outside the United States, that option is also available. Now, just 6 months commitment is required with a satisfaction guarantee. I've made getting into this coaching program a whole lot easier for you. The investment for the six-month program is at a reduced rate of $199 a month. You will be committed to 6 months of my services when you sign up. You will be charged automatically the same day every month. Some of these bodybuilding and training concepts that I share with you will take time to develop. I will allow you to cancel your six-month commitment after just 2 months if you are not completely satisfied with the program during these first 2 months. Take action now. Step up and commit to one of these extremely limited positions. If you have any questions, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com. skip@skiplacour.com.
So, Ben, can you believe that we already have 2 months down in this new year of 2009? Didn't it seem like the first 2 months just flew by?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just, you know, I always love the beginning of a new month, the beginning of a new week, beginning of a new year. And it always brings that optimism that it's always a fresh start where you could, if you've been slacking off, it's always, you can just kind of regroup and say, okay, this is the beginning of the month. This is going to be a great month. This is the beginning of a week. When every Monday comes up with your work or your school schedule, you can always take your level, your whatever you're doing, whether it's with your work or what we're talking about here, your bodybuilding and training, your eating, to the next level. It's always a chance for a fresh start. And as we start this new month and as we start this new week, it's always a shot, another chance for us, and we have many chances that would come to take our efforts to the next level. Ben, in your experience with you helping people, whether it's over the internet, your phone consultations, your seminars, or you know training people one-on-one, it seems that people get easily discouraged when they just get a little bit off track. Before you know it, they've quit. Do you find that getting them to hang in there and be forgiving when they get off track?
Okay. Excuse me, just the last part of the question, hang in there.
Right. You know, it's how do you motivate when, you know, someone, they said, okay, I'm going to train all 5 days this week, and then guess what? They only got into the gym two times. And now here it is another week, and they're afraid to make that promise to themselves to go for it. So before you know it, they're not going to the gym at all. And what do you do to encourage them, you know, people to forgive themselves? Hey, no matter what they've done, and to get back on track and quit being so hard on themselves. How do you talk people into that?
Right. That's it. I mean, I suppose really for that situation, you know, they can learn from that experience. You know, there's no point in, you know, packing their bags, going on a guilt trip, beating yourself up. Certainly, you know, you can learn from your mistakes. It's just a matter of, you know, being aware. You know, I've walked down that path. I've fallen in that hole. You know, I'm aware of it now, and there's no need to do it again. I can, you know, I can walk around, and I suppose just being aware of it, and, you know, just at the end of each week, I suppose they can assess, you know, how they've actually gone, how they've executed, and then the next week, you know, doing better, you know, just making that commitment. You know, often, you know, life is busy, things come up, and if they can just, I mean, make that commitment, it's just pretty important. I think a lot of it comes down to time management and when they're hiring.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's a good point, that time management that you brought up, and that's the point that I brought up is that, hey, 2 months in this new year have already come and gone. It seems like just yesterday it was the first of the year. And what did you do in that time period, okay? What if you were to read just, you know, five pages out of a book, that book would be, you'd be done with that book, okay? What if you just went to the gym a couple of times over the couple of months? You'd probably be a lot better shape than you are right now. What if you just pushed up the weight just a little bit? Time comes and goes whether we do something with our lives or we do something towards our goals or not. And it's having that poise and patience with yourself that every little bit, that sum is better than none. Now, as I talk to this broad audience, there are people listening to us on the Blog Talk Radio Network who they are just looking, they just want to get in shape so desperately. They're so out of shape. Maybe they have health concerns. And they're looking for some little magical tip that can help them to get into the gym at all. They're not going to the gym at all. They're not eating the way they should at all. Or you're listening from skiplacour.com. You've been following my books, my DVDs, whatever, articles in the magazines for a long time. But for you, it's not that. It's just that how do you find a way to get that 5 more pounds of muscle? How do you put the effort in the gym during every workout, not just arms and chest day, but legs and shoulders, and you do your cardio? You're looking for that next level too. And you seem to fall into a rut. And I definitely understand that. I remember back in my grocery store working days when I was a manager of the grocery stores. I always like to refer to those stories because it taught me so much about life. And I remember that there's always so much to do. I think in that business that, you know, with everybody coming and going and reordering and messing up the store and cleaning it up, and the work is never done. It's an endless project. And if you ever thought you had something done, your standards are obviously aren't high enough. And think about that when that comes to all the things that you have to do in your life and how you're fitting your health, fitness, your bodybuilding, training, whatever it is for you into your life. There's always so many things to do. And it always just surprised me is that, you know, you get into these ruts where you're doing okay, you're doing a good job, you're earning your pay, but there's that project that you said you're going to do. And I, like I said, back in the grocery store, we're going to redo some counter, re-merchandise some counter, make it look a lot better, and then 2 months go by and you've done nothing with it, you know. And you get in these ruts where that pattern of what you say, you do, you think, it flatlines. And that can be the most frustrating place in the world. It doesn't matter if you're just you can't get yourself in the gym or you're already doing pretty good. It's that flatline. It's that lack of any type of improvement, unable to jar yourself to get to that next level. I mean, that could be the most frustrating thing in the world. So I definitely understand that. What you have to just realize is that time is going to come and go, whether you do something or not. When you start losing your momentum and you're not doing the things you want, maybe you only train 2 days a week, but you promise yourself that you're going to train 5 days a week. I always look to these beginning of the new months, the beginning of the new weeks, obviously once a year, the beginning of the new year, is always get back on track on your Monday through Friday. If you can just promise yourself that, and it's just a great psychological, mental, and emotional setup to attack your bodybuilding, your training, your health and fitness, your exercise, your nutrition in that manner. That way, if it's Wednesday and you have a family emergency or you get off track, maybe you break up with your girlfriend, I don't know, and you have a bad few days, you don't have to make that last forever. Okay, when you set it up, things just to sprint to go hard to that Monday and Friday, there's always a Monday. Even if you fell off the wagon, you stop your training methods on Wednesday, there's always that Monday. Always look to start again on Monday. Always promise yourself, no matter how poorly your week went, that you'll always start again on Saturday. You know, I've had, over this past week, I've had a lot of things that I just had to take care of. And, you know, got to the gym. Yeah, it wasn't the same focus. My mind was elsewhere. It happens to me, too. Eating schedule, not the same. But I, for the important things that I needed to get done, you know, in business and other things, I mean, it just had to be that way. So sometimes even I'm forced to do all that. Life goes on, and you need to do that too. I'm so happy, you know, that here in the United States, I know, Ben, you're a day ahead. Guess what? You know, Monday starts. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and that's just a great strategy to have because life is always going to get in the way. You don't want to linger on for another week and another week and another week. You don't want to look back just because you had a bad 3 days of your week. You don't want to look back and say, wow, now it's been 2 months since I've worked out. So just some tips on how to mentally set this up because, as I say all the time, this is so much more mental than a lot of people give us credit for. You know, doing the weights, whether you pick a routine like Matt in Utah did or you go max OT, whether you use this diet or that diet, what you really need to do is you need to follow through. That's the most important thing, because it doesn't matter. You know, we were talking to Matt. He's right on track. He's happy with what he does. We use the analogy of using lifting heavy weight, and we use a feather, a pencil, or a phone book, right, as an analogy. You know what? It doesn't matter which one he picks. If he feels like he's winning this game, he's going forward. So you need to, you know, keep that in mind. You know, Ben, what do you have in store for this week? You know, we talk get a lot of questions as we talk about this show about the business of health and fitness. We have a lot of people who love the whole fitness process. They want to make a career out of it. You know, again, you know, referring back to Matt. Matt's so excited about that. I look at him, and he seems like a perfect candidate to take his passion and help others. So as you plan out your week, what's going on over there for you and with your fitness business, your and all your goals that you have going on, Ben?
Certainly. For this other couple of weeks, generally just got clients, lots of clients booked in, so lots of one-on-one training in a studio that I work from, as well as that I do seminars. So I'm going to be doing some seminars to do with weight loss, nutrition, and supplementation. So that's going to be speaking to groups of people. And they're not so much, you know, your more bodybuilding, or it's more to do with weight loss and weight management and just, you know, principles of getting their nutrition and eating habits down, learning how to eat for health, getting the body into a healthy state. And a lot of that is to do with, you know, reversing the type 2 diabetes, which is a lifestyle condition, and how to actually reverse that through, you know, supplementation, exercise, and nutrition. So that's my main focus for this week.
Do you have a particular area of focus now? Like we talked with, I think, Diana in Ohio. And I know she listens to the show. She had a particular area of expertise with her fitness, her Matter of Fitness website, concentrating on women. And I know she's a competitor. And you just talked about the type 2 diabetes. Is there a particular niche in this health and fitness? I know you help all people in all different areas. But, and again, I'm talking about the business of bodybuilding fitness, or health and fitness, or personal training. The business, as I talked to Ben here, is there a particular niche in that market that you've chosen to specialize in?
Well, I'd say that there is, because there are so many people that are just caught in that, that really don't have the education when it comes to eating and actually how to eat for health. And I find that, you know, just really going for so many highly processed foods, it's like they're spiking their blood sugar, then they're coming crashing back down, they're feeling low, moody, they have no energy, and then they're actually craving. So it's almost like a physiological addiction, you know, for that person to get that blood sugar back up, because there's such a, you know, high that actually comes with that.
So your niche is really focusing on the nutrition and how to regulate all those different patterns that come through nutrition. That's what you focus on. That's your particular niche that you're especially excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely part of it, for sure. Absolutely.
Now, how in the business of health and fitness in this world, for those out there, how important do you think it is to have a niche like that? Do you think it's better to be extremely passionate about one particular subcategory of health and fitness? Or should you just generalize in all areas and be like being able to help anybody at any time? What do you think is the best approach for those who maybe have a job right now? Maybe they're out of a job, like we talked about with these economic times, and they want to start become a personal trainer or get into this type of business. Maybe have their own Blog Talk radio show. I mean, So what do you think? Do you think it's best to specialize, or being a general practitioner, so to speak?
I think it's great to have that, you know, that broad knowledge base, you know, of all different areas, but certainly to have a niche and to be, you know, an authority in that particular area, or, you know, an absolute expert in that area, I think is very
right.
Important.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, and again, this is more, you know, the business of it. There's a lot of people who are really passionate about this health and fitness. I mean, I know a lot of people who would love to be personal trainers. They just can't. But there's a certain business aspect to this. And I really warn that going in. I know that you and I, Ben, have talked about to broaden out way past personal training in this business. I mean, part of the show is another thing you're doing, your TV. Another thing is Ben has is writing a book right now, and actually you're going to help him out by emailing him a lot of your questions. So as he answers those questions, that's a step-by-step process that I showed him that he can write his book. Now, it does two things. You sending him all your questions, number one, it gets him really attuned to what the most often asked questions are, what you need to know, because those common questions come up over and over and over again. So instead of Ben looking at the world from his perspective of what he thinks is important to all of you and what you should know, you tell him what's important. And then over and over again, that's how I built my knowledge base. That's how, when you listen to this show, I don't spend a lot of time talking about what 2% of the population or those in this health and fitness need to know. I mean, if someone will call me, I'll answer that question, but I'll also broaden out so that everybody can do. This show is a compilation of, you know, the 80-20 rule. 80-20 is that I get 80% of the time I get asked the same, you know, questions, the same 20 questions, so to speak. And so that's where I focus his attention, where I can help the most people at the same time. So what you're doing with Ben is it makes him aware of what you need to know, what you need to teach as a coach on a global level using the entire internet. And then also what it does, he gets practice answering the same questions over and over again. If someone said to me, Skip, is it better to eat smaller meals or two large ones? Well, I've answered that question literally, I don't know, thousands of times, that I get more and more proficient on how to answer it. So my first answer may have taken 5 minutes, so they got a clear understanding of it. You know, by the thousandth time, I can cut that down to a minute. And then by the 2,000th time, I can do it in 30 seconds and by giving an analogy or a story that gives them a vivid metaphor of how to apply that to their life. But that's just the only way for those of you who are trying to make some type of business out of your passion for fitness and helping others. It's the school of hard knocks. It's you got to pay your dues by answering the questions over and over again. So send those questions to Ben Lewis Fitness, BenLewis Fitness, FITNESS, at yahoo.com.au. That's one of the things. And what I was saying about when I was coaching Ben with his business is that, you know, your personal training, I know you guys, that's the first step you go into. You just want to help others. Look at this example I've done with my body. I love helping others. And you go into the personal training. And that's great. That's a great way to get that one-on-one connection and help other people. You get some type of hourly fee. It's just that what you're going to find out over time, and this is your big brother Skip helping you out, is that there's only so many hours in a day. And, you know, you have this hour session with them. Well, you know, you can't pack in your sessions because one will bleed off to the other. That hour doesn't include you driving to the gym and driving back and everything in between what you try to work in there, too. So that hour works out to more than an hour, okay, a lot of times. My thing is how can you duplicate your efforts? How can you create a tremendous value to the most amount of people in the shortest period of time? Because, you know, you give up that hour with that one person, you've only helped one person in that time period, and that hour is gone. You're going to find out, and this is the biggest tragedy, is that there's so many great potential health and fitness people out there who can't ever jump into it fully because they need to hang on to their real job because they won't make enough money. Or maybe they have become a personal trainer. They're great personal trainers. They're great one-on-one with people, but they can't sustain it. They have to go out and get a real job because of that hour and time thing, that how it works. So there's a lot of different ways to go about doing it. With the internet, it's such a great opportunity. I mean, how you can communicate. I mean, we've got a video. I talked about coaching sessions on the phone. You can. There's podcasts. There's ebooks, there's coaching by email, There's lots of ways. You're only limited by your creativity, all right? And, again, the more you can do it where you can help out the most people and on the shortest period of time in the most effective and efficient manner, that's what's going to work for you. So it's taking the time to all these email questions that you answer is that you compile them into files and folders. So when 2 months go by, you have half a book written. Or, heck, you're having conversations with your friends, having a tape recorder. Tape recorder. How old is that, Ben? How old am I dating myself now, right?
Certainly. Maybe.
You have your MP3, your fancy MP3 microphone there, and you're answering them. You're looking into their eyes. You're passionate about what you're saying and doing, and that's being recorded on an MP3 file. And then you just come home with the editing software that's available for free. You just chop that up. Before you know it, you got a one-hour CD of your greatest hits, your greatest nutrition and training tips. Heck, when you're personal training for that whatever you charge an hour, how about having that MP3 recorder and just recording a whole week session? And so, and then go on, taking the time to chop out those great little, you know, 2 minute, 5 minute little speeches you gave your person there, all right? And you're doing two things at the same time. And then before you know it, you've got this 1 hour long MP3 of your greatest lesson. You sell that over the internet. Heck, you don't even have to burn it onto a CD. You can just sell the MP3 file now over the internet. There's a lot of different ways on how to multiply your efforts. You don't get a blog talk radio show because no one's going to know you right now. It's a chance. I mean, this viral world, health and fitness, and when people are motivated, they just punch it into Google. Before you know it, they'll pop into your show. They'll do it onto Apple iTunes like this show. And before you know it, they're downloading. A lot of these callers, people new into the health and fitness process, met me not through my 20 years of bodybuilding, but they met me through the iTunes process. So a lot of ideas out there to get this process started. I know a lot of you guys want to do this. I've seen this over the years, and any advice that I can have, you can email me at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com, or email Ben Lewis at benlewisfitness@yahoo.com.au. Anything you want to add to that, Ben, as we wind down the show in the last 2 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just what you mentioned there about just duplicating your efforts. I mean, it's so much more efficient. Just absolutely millions of people on the planet and, you know, having that access to technology, just, you know, touching each and every one of those people, I find that, you know, just training one-on-one is fabulous, but in some ways, you know, it's not the greatest investment of time or energy. So I just think
right.
Making use of that is just an amazing gift to be able to utilize. So,
yeah, and I think that we're going to have a few shows specifically about this topic because a lot of people do email me. I do see the things. And one thing, too, is that as we wind down the show is you have to – there's a certain humbleness that I think that's bred into a lot of bodybuilding fitness people that they let their body do their talking. When you make a business out of this fitness and helping others – I mean, you're a salesperson, let's face it. I mean, a lot of people in the fitness industry, they don't make that distinction. They think, well, I'm just going to be humble, I'm going to have a great body, I do great work, and people are just going to come to me. No, this is about sales and influence. So just remember that as you go into this, too, is that you can be the greatest personal trainer in the world. You can be the greatest fitness professional, know your stuff, be great with people. If you don't learn sales skills, if you don't learn how to influence people, say the right things to get them excited, to push their hot buttons so that they'll want to have your services, you're just going to be a great personal trainer with not a whole lot of work, not making a lot of money. So that's one thing, a little tip that I can get over to you too. And that being said, as we wrap down the show, I want to let you know about my complete library and book DVD. I spent so much time putting this together. It's 20 hours on DVD, and it's 10 books, 2,000 pages worth of writing, all my bodybuilding and training knowledge. So as we end the show, I want you to hear about my complete library, DVD, and book special.
Earn the body that you really want by making a commitment, investing the time and energy needed to learn the most effective and efficient strategy, and then developing the mindset to follow through on a consistent basis with my DVD and book library special. I've written 10 books and have produced 7 DVDs that explain every facet of bodybuilding. Over 1,900 pages are written and over 20 hours of video footage have been created of pure instruction and passion. Weight training, cardiovascular training, nutrition, nutritional supplementation, motivation, and mental strategies are all included. My almost 20 years of commitment have helped men just like you take their bodies to the next level in over 52 countries around the planet. Start mastering this area of your life today and order my complete DVD and book library special. I've bundled this powerful information in a discounted package price. I will even ship your important investment absolutely free. So go to skiplacour.com and order that package now. Order it right now at skiplacour.com and there'll be more free bonuses with the order.